Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody. Oh, boy. We got 5 weeks of this month, and we're finally wrapping it up. And we decided to do something a little differently this I was going to say this year, but we just started it. And I think it's the last 5 week month of the year, too, if I'm not mistaken. But going forward, what we'll be doing is we're going to be doing some store picks, whether it's tequila, whiskey, or whatnot, or whatever. Anything but vodka, basically. If you got a store pick, we're going to sip that bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And we got something, I'd say special, because we've never had it on the show before.
Now I will say this. If you're gonna be a store pick, you're gonna be graded to a higher standard. I'm just saying right off the bat.
You might because get a lot of
a store pick comes with all this mystique. You know, it's supposed to have, you know, the whoever is the representative of said store, it's supposed to have like that refined palate. And, you know, that's like the single barrel they're releasing that single store is going to have. So what they're tasting, that's what everybody who's buying that particular bottle is going to taste. So that shit better be fucking good.
Especially when you limit it to, well, you only have a limited amount, and then you're like probably hyping it. Because, like, technically, the store pick, Cody, it represents you.
Yes.
It represents a lot. It's like basically like if a imagine you go to a bar, and instead of getting something just like a regular whiskey, tequila, or beer, you ask for a cocktail. That cocktail is going to describe what you think about that bartender's skills.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, it's an extension of the whoever chose the barrel or the stone or whoever case or whatever the case may be.
9 times out of 10, if that cocktail's trash, that bar is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could use the same thing for store picks. 9 times out of 10, if that store pick is trash, then that store is trash.
Yes.
Well, speak of the devil, Cody, look what I saw today.
Oh, hell no. Every time do I see a BevMo store, Buffalo Trace at that, I just cringe.
I just love how that shelf was full.
Of course. How'd you get regular Buffalo? It's the same fucking thing.
So, story time, people. It's that time where JB goes get his car oil change, and where I go get my oil change. Well, what do you do that? Like 3 times a year, 4 times a year, whatever it may be, something like that. I always go next door to the local BevMo of that when I get my oil change, because I gotta wait for 2 fucking hours for my car to get done. So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go kill time, and I give BevMo 4 times a year a chance.
I mean, if you don't have shit to do, you're waiting for your car to get done, just getting worked on. I mean, it doesn't hurt to just, you know, go in there and see what's what.
I was in there for 20 seconds.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say 15.
Well, I did a loop around, and then I realized. I said, where am I going?
Did you pass that glass case with that old elk?
I passed that glass case with trail. That put that Casamigos in there, and I said, oh, hell no, I get the fuck up out of here.
Run.
When I saw that shit in glass case, I just said, can I help you, sir? Fuck off, dude. I was
like, before he even finished the sentence, like, yeah, I saw a little dust cloud.
It did get quiet in that store when I saw that shit. I just went, it was like the Wild Wild West and shit, you know? Like, just the dust cloud flew by, and you heard that Western music.
Man, you know, dude, I really think BevMo gets like 90% of the income during Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be, right? Because everything else, all that shit, got all that old stock shit still on the shelves a year later. You don't see shit moving.
There's shit, Cody, you might even like, and you just don't even buy it from BevMo.
Right, exactly. Like you find it cheaper.
Yeah,
fresher.
Exactly. The first thing when I walked in, I saw Cody was Booker's. Everybody knows I love Booker's. But for some reason, BevMo just makes it look nastier. I don't
know. It's got that BevMo, that like slime. That film. It's just, ugh. I don't want to be here. I don't want to touch your product. I don't like this.
It's like choosing between a hooker on Figueroa and Long Beach Boulevard, basically, Cody. They're both going to be really disgusting. But like something about Figueroa, Cody, it's just like, I know this game for so long now. at least Long Beach Boulevard a little bit newer, you know. Mm-hmm. Figueroa has been around before me and Cody was born. It's like, I don't want to take that chance on that one. So I went into the BevMo, Cody. The first thing I saw after the bookers, I saw these Buffalo Trace. I love that it has that BevMo, what is it, Go Puff shit? Ain't nobody getting no delivery.
Nobody doing. Who the fuck is Go Puff? Like I said, Super Bowl commercials. That's the only time I see that shit. And it's like the cheap ass Super Bowl commercial too. They don't put any work in that motherfucker. It's always those fucking Go Puff.
I mean, we said this before. We'll say it again. It is a glorified 7-Eleven. God damn it. Nothing less.
Exactly what it is.
And honestly, I'd rather just go to 7-Eleven. Has better deals.
At least they got Slurpees at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And nasty ass hot dogs. At least they got something.
Them hard ass bread on that hot dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still ass fucking hot dog. Yeah.
What is it? The 2-for-5 pizza and shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like at least the snacks is on sale in that motherfucker. You can get like, you know, bags.
Yeah, I get like a Twix or, you know, Snickers or something like that. Or Reese's. Candy. Yeah,
get some donut maybe, whatever, like, you know, little bread treats with apple inside or something like that. You know, I feel like I'm getting like, you know, a quick little snack, something just to
spend like $10 max.
Mm-hmm. What a Slurpee for $1. Mm-hmm. It's a big ass cup of it too, like,
exactly.
Or I go in there and spend $100,000 on a fucking nothing but
ice and food coloring. Love it though.
Love that shit. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, just food color. It's like you pour some liquor in that shit now, Cody. Hey,
now we're getting on to something. Yeah.
You make a frozen margarita out that bitch now, Cody.
Yeah,
you know,
pour some peripotra on that motherfucker. Yeah, now we talking.
You see me in the car, I be like that black dude in that movie. Shit.
Got that flask. Got that flask.
Yeah. Shaking that bitch up. Shaking it. Ah, like, oh man, it must be hot. You got that Slurpee. Oh, it's hot, all right. Mm-hmm. It's hotter than a motherfucker right now. So, oh, why I got to look at this goddamn photo up? Oh, you want to see the wrestlers on that show? This is behind it. Look what's behind me in that glass case.
Oh, hell no.
At goddamn Jefferson's Ocean. Goddamn Jefferson's Ocean.
You know, I've never even tried Jefferson's Ocean. You ain't missing. I hate shit. It. I already know. I know. Yeah, I don't know this shit. But I already know. I just hate it. Because it's so synonymous with BevMo. Kind of like Wilderness Trail or Old Elk. It just work in tandem.
Well, see,
I can't separate the two.
This was on the side glass case, Cody. On the front glass case.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. On like that side glass case. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
On that front glass case, because that's where the Old Elk is hiding at. They got that Armagnac cast finished Old Elk, Cody. You got to get up on that.
I'll be goddamn.
Hey, but on the side glass case, Cody, at least you get that piggyback, dog.
Yeah, what's a pig?
Put that piggyback, dog.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, which they've said themselves, it's a cocktail mixer, but in BevMo, shit, that's 5-star class drinking right there.
Dude. Might as well be Elijah Craig Barrel pick right there.
Might as well be that snow pick, dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is bird dog, by the way, Cody?
What?
What is that?
What the fuck? What is that? He's making up shit now.
Well, have you ever seen this in a respectable store?
No.
That's a BevMo exclusive right there, Cody.
Bird, that's like a failed Nickelodeon concept. What the fuck is that?
Bird dog, yeah, it's with a dog body with a bird head on it, you know? That was before cat dog, Cody.
I see.
Yeah. Why is it called bird? There's not a bird on this photo at all.
Yeah, I saw the dog.
Well, yeah, I see dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Even that dog's looking at that other dog like, Negro, why are you up in this store?
No, they're looking for where the bird is at. That's what they're looking for. It says bird label, but I see the dog part. Like, we're here, boy. Where the fuck the bird at?
I tell you this right now, Cody. I love me some caramel. Love me some caramel. Why did that look like turds of shit on that bottle? That don't even look like caramel. It look like haystack, dog. Like, what is that? What is that, dog? Like, what is that supposed to be? That scares me. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm terrified of that. I love how they're two different flavors and two different proofs and everything, but they're the same fucking color, too. You can't even tell the difference.
So the caramel, I can't really see. Is that like a caramel finish?
It's a salted. It's a salted caramel flavored whiskey.
Oh, hell no.
And then the other one is a blackberry flavored whiskey.
Oh, you can fuck right off with that.
And the blackberry, Cody, is a dollar more. So you get next.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty. Watch out now.
Honestly, if you're going to drink flavored whiskey, you might as well just drink Crown Royal. I mean, just.
I mean, at that point. I mean, of the flavored whiskeys, that's kind of probably going to be the better of those. Of that.
Yeah.
If you really got to drink flavored fucking whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're just thinking like I'm a pound bird dog salted caramel for 16 bucks or whatever, it's like, oh, you might as well drink a smoothie then.
All right, drink some good whiskey and have some ice cream on the side. Really good ice cream. There you go.
Yeah. What the fuck is Old Hillside?
Yo, what?
That shit's behind the glass case too, Cody. Old Hillside.
I mean, I don't know. There's got to be like some Kirkland shit going on. Where it's just like, it's all actually just under BevMo umbrella.
BevMo umbrella.
Yeah, but all just like subsidiaries or some shit like that. Yeah.
They got a little side piece. So they got their own Trader Joe's Kirkland shit going on right there. But instead of like going to actually well-known brands, they just fucked it up.
I'm about to say, because Kirkland actually sources this stuff from actually quality distilleries.
Yeah,
a lot,
like I would fuck with Kirkland. Like I would fuck with the Kirkland. I don't know where they get their tequila from, but I'm sure it's from a well-known distillery.
Mm-hmm.
I know they get their whiskey from like McAllen Distillery and shit like that. So I'm pretty sure it's pretty solid. But Bird Dog, I ain't trying to fuck with Bird Dog.
Bird Dog and Old Hill sitting.
Yeah. Shit, they should have just slapped Nickelodeon on that motherfucker. They probably would have sold.
I'm saying, yeah.
I like how you got you. It's either between the Bird Dog, Cody, or the Buffalo Trace store pick. That's on the top shelf. Them two bottles.
Oh yeah, I guess I just at that point just give me the fucking Buffalo Trace. Fuck it. Well, at least I know it's not gonna be bad. I guess Buffalo Trace. It's really hard to fuck up Buffalo Trace. You gotta go out of your way to fuck that up.
Yeah, the only people I can know that will fuck that up is BevMo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's when I would be like, yeah, I already knew this store was trash, but goddamn. I feel like buying BevMo. Like, I feel like Nick Cannon will buy BevMo like he did Radio Shack. It's like something he would do. Like,
you sure he's not already like a minority owner in that?
That's probably why
like
his dog. That's probably why his dog.
That wouldn't shock me.
I feel like buying BevMo and just revamping the fuck out of it.
Ah, if only, man. In a perfect world.
I went, because I was quick, I was in and out of this motherfucker, but I remember the cigar selection in this goddamn BevMo right here, last time I went in there. That shit looked like a storage unit. I was terrified. I was like, who would put that in their mouth? I ain't putting that in my mouth. I was like, I ain't lighting that shit up and putting that in my mouth. It looked like actual crack pipes, the way it was all cigars and shit, whatever.
If I were to ever come into ownership of BevMo, I would strip that shit, that whole product from the inside out. I would change the name. I'll just call that shit Bev.
Yeah.
I'll just call it Bev. Seriously, I'll just call it Bev.
Yeah, I would
fuck
too.
The mobile part. Yeah,
I would hire like some of them mobile cleaners. I'd be like, I just need the dust. I need it all gone. Mm-hmm. Where you see dust. Yeah,
rework everything. Logo, clientele, everything. We works.
Just the dust.
Top to bottom.
I would even change the color.
Yep.
Yeah, that color got to go. And GoPuff, I don't know what you are, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's what you can go. GoPuff and go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Because I don't know anybody that would use your delivery service over there. Why would you do that? No, I would rather give it to the DoorDash or whatever. But you can go puff that way, bitch. Go huff and puff and blow a house down, motherfucker. Mm. But you ain't puffing this shit down. Hmm. I deliver the shit myself. There you go. There you go. Go JB. Go. Because it damn sure won't be puffing no more.
No.
Them cigars. There's a green dumpster out back, Cody. If you could just go take those out back real quick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, get back to the earth. Yeah. Compostable.
Get back to earth.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
that shit useful for something.
Yeah, use it as compost somewhere. I'm
there you go.
Because you know them cigars are probably dusty as fuck. They've been sitting there for years and shit.
Yeah, say, and leaves probably all moldy and shit. Yeah, I don't want to fuck with that.
God.
Because they don't know how to store that shit, right? I already know.
Yeah, because it's just stored up in boxes and shit. Hey, so you're like, it's getting warmed up and shit. So I was like,
you ain't storing that shit, right?
No. Yeah, I don't smoke that shit. Who's ever said, oh, let's go to BevMo to get cigars?
Or anything. Hey, you know where I want to go? Let's go to BevMo real quick.
Ah, damn. All right, Cody, I looked at the bag of chips in BevMo and I was just like,
it's Yeah, there's an AMPM right there.
Yeah. It's like, Bedmo gonna start making Bedmo dogs.
Oh, God.
On hot dog.
Oh, no.
That bread gonna be more staler than 7-Eleven's bread or whatever shit. Oh, be
like, God, I don't want to see that. Well, no part of that shit.
Oh, shit. They had the audacity to have a taste tester in the fucking Bedmo. Like, it's like, oh, you like to try? No.
No.
You give a fuck what you pouring, shit. You could be pouring Tres Cuatro E Cinco in that motherfucker. I'd be like skeptical. I'd be like, where'd you find that at?
Huh? I wish they would. That'd be the fucking day.
That bottle's all like, they had this in the warehouse. We'll find it for you. I gotta tell you though, it's the only store where you'll see Yamazaki 12 sitting on that bitch. Like, they'll have some shit in there sometimes, just sitting there, and you're just like, ain't nobody want to buy that shit from them.
Nah.
I think you might be right. It must be Super Bowl that just get funds to them.
Gotta be, dude.
Because what else could it be? Because they have like the most basic fucking selection, and it's always some old shit.
I'll tell you this, even, for your community, I've never seen nobody buy beer out that motherfucker.
Nah. Man, I can't remember last time. I think it was like last resort. I had to like go to Bedmo to buy some beer for whatever reason. I forgot what it was. But other than that, man, I haven't bought anything from there in ages.
No. I wouldn't even buy wine from that motherfucker.
No. Thing, so,
yeah. So, damn, I just sipped that. That didn't really that change from a week now.
No, never mind. We're going to get into that in a second.
That was my first sip, and I was just like, that tastes
good.
That did not evolve over this week. It was a week ago, right?
That was about a week ago, yeah.
Okay, all right. But
yeah, about a week ago. Yeah, actually, yeah, a week ago. Yeah, it was past Saturday.
Okay, yeah, it was literally a week ago, so yeah. Mm-hmm. That did not change at all. All right, well.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Jamie. Bring it in. Because.
That worse?
I don't want to spoil anything just yet, but yeah, we'll get into what we feel about this in a second.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
This is not a good start. So this will be the Tequila Ranch edition of a Store Pick Monday here on The Last Drop. They'll get the first of the year because I don't think October, November, December have 5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe November does. I'll have to double check. But this will be the first one. Yeah, Cody just took another sip.
Man. Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Mm. 1, 2. Oh, wait. December has 5 weeks, but we don't.
Mm.
That's like doing our best and worst of this. So anyway, though. that aftertaste.
Yeah, man, this is reminding me of two particular pours we had last year. Not good ones. This is what it's reminding me of. And it's funny, like the first initial impression we had,
it's better.
I was like, yeah, way, way better. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened now. The oxidation killed this shit. Do this any favors at all. Yeah. It's almost kind of stale.
I was going to say, bitter, staley type of whatever.
Yeah.
It
reminds me kind of like that.
Like a Bedmo pour.
Yeah, almost like that. The aftertaste of like a Casamigos almost, or like a La Gratona. It gives you kind of like that.
Oh, that La Gratona. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what's reminding me of a little bit.
Oh, man, that's a really good example.
Right?
Oh.
It's funny because even the bottle kind of looks
like La Gratona. We did say that last week when we was pouring. I was like, don't this look like La Gratona?
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint what exact note that is. It's like a diet tequila almost.
I was just gonna say it's like a diet caramel crystalline.
Yeah, like something I'm getting like a medicinal note now too, which I'm not liking.
Did I say that last week that it had like this cough syrup, or was that something else?
Maybe that was something else. I wasn't really getting medicine last time.
Yeah, because now it does taste like purple cough syrup.
Yeah.
And not like, you know, when NyQuil makes those flavored one, like a raspberry one or whatever, that's what this shit tastes like now. It tastes like some red goop that when you poured it into that little plastic cup and then you wash it out, but it still remains of that goop in there. And you're just like, I drank that shit. Like,
my right nostril is a little stuffy right now, so I can't really nose this to like maximum effect. So I don't think it really changed much.
I don't think it mattered. So
yeah.
So we got this bottle from Tequila Ranch. Our boys over there, they got their barrel pick here French oak light toast. Love the bottle design.
Oh my God, I forgot this shit was Asian. Oh, I don't get any of that shit now. Yeah. I remember I was getting a little bit of that the first impression.
Yeah, the first sip. Because even, I think it was your third
sip. I totally forgot about that.
It was your third sip. You said it got better. Or it was like a little improvement. And we thought maybe it would change with time in a week.
Man.
And it did change.
This shit took a fucking nosedive. It's like a completely different pour.
It changed. It changed. It's just not in the way we thought it would change.
Oh no.
This is the Dobel Maestro Dobel. So this is the first time ever because this is a Reposado Cristalino. We've never had anything like this on the show. I don't think we ever will again.
No.
I don't think we ever will. So the Dobel Diamante Tequila Reposado Cristalino. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know Cristalino had like an Añejo Reposado Blanco type thing or whatever. I thought it was just fucking Cristalino. The color on that, I guess you could see.
Clear.
Yeah, it's clear. Never mind. I was going to say.
Yeah, it's pretty much clear.
It's just clear.
You probably got a little shade. Yeah.
But it's not even a shade. It's more like a tint. No, it's tint.
Yeah, probably like a little tinge. Like a little slight slaw, like a slight pale kind of tinge.
Yeah, so I could see that little Reposado hint in there. But me and Cody.
Very slight.
We were chatting last week because we read more description on the bottle. Let me just read this out loud here, people, because apparently this is the first ever Cristalino. And this is the
fuck happened to this?
The creator of this bottle says, I set out to create something unique. Hell, oh, it's unique, all right. Unique in its class, achieving as a result the first Cristalino tequila. So this is the first ever Cristalino tequila. We're honored.
Oh, that's not a good sign at all, then.
Yeah. A combination. So we didn't know this about Cristalinos neither. It's a combination of Reposados, Añejos, and extra Añejos. Okay, that's going to lose a whole nother point for me. meticulously balanced and to achieve perfection in both flavor and aroma. That is a bold-faced lie right there. This fine tequila acquires its freshness and transparency from our exclusive filtration method, which preserves and enhances the complexity of flavors developed while aging in Eastern European cask.
Basically, fool me.
Basically French oak cask, man. That whole description, Cody, I think this man needs to be arrested because I think he broke a law here.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, dude. Each sip I take of this, it gets worse.
Which was the opposite last week. It was the opposite last week.
Complete opposite. It was getting better by the third or fourth. So I'm like, okay, it's not bad. It's pretty decent. It's a good background pour.
So we wasn't planning on sipping it a week ago. I sipped it from the bottle, and I had some glasses in my trunk, whatever. I gave Cody a pour then. I'm glad we did that, by the way.
I'm really glad
we fucking did that, to be honest. And Cody was... He hit me with this thing called optimism. He said, maybe it'll get better by next week then or whatever.
about that.
Remember how we talked about JB and his Green Lantern Corps? That's what this is like. That's what this is like.
Always circles back to the Green Lantern.
Just, you know,
Subway.
You sitting there, Cody, with that ring in that theater. That screen go black.
Yeah, he's ready.
And then the movie ends, and it's just like,
"Hi, Hal." That's what you said.
Yeah. Hi, Cristalino. Now, who has the power? It's like, oh gosh, who is this dude supposed to be? this does not have that Gold Ranger power. No. This got that Pink Ranger power for sure. I don't even know if that's right. It's got Alpha power. That goddamn robot.
It got the Beetleborg power.
So. Oh shit! Big bad Beetleborg. Oh damn! Damn! Even Zordon's like, I wouldn't give power to that shit. Dude, the nose, man. The audacity to put on that description, a fine, unique, well-toned nose, like that's insulting. It's very mild and docile. I don't think I've ever used that word, by the way, on a fucking review. I remember last week we said it had just, it was one note with straight vanilla.
I'm not even getting that.
I will say this. I still get the vanilla a little bit, but I remember it being more sugary last week than it is now. Like you said, it is more docile vanilla.
That's what this tastes like. Mm-hmm. You just hit it like that artificial sugar, like a sweet and low. This is what this shit tastes like. Oh, God.
I'm kind of shocked you forgot about Sweet and Low. That used to be your go-to review note on that shit. That used to be your go-to.
That's what this is tasting like. Yeah, like Stevie or some shit like that. Oh, my God.
It's got that, like, that refined sugar note that you just like. Oh. As a man that don't drink coffee or Sweet and Low, I can tell you this right now, I would never drink that shit ever in my life now.
Oh man, this is a chore. This is a fucking chore, man.
I gotta sip.
This is one of the hardest pours I had to get to. I'm not lying to you. This is one of the hardest pours this year. I was not expecting this to be this fucking awful.
And to pinpoint this, people, Cody took his time sipping his glass last week.
Yeah, I did.
Because you must have took like at least about four or five sips of that glass, whatever. Funny enough, I poured Cody a healthy amount of that shit in that decanter, too.
Yeah, he did. And I don't want to do the rest of this shit, because I'm not.
Girlfriend just walked by, so I think she...
hell no. Hell no, no.
Oh, what about the cat back there? I don't think it'll do anything to them.
I didn't even put this shit in margarita, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. This might go down the drain. I hate to say that. I don't want any more parts of this.
You might create some creature down there. I don't know. You might create that 5G black alien.
I'm about to say, man. LA Toxic Avenger and shit.
Motherfucker comes up. Kill me, Cody. Kill me. Shit moves like the symbiote. Oh. I need a host to survive. You know, I only sipped this twice. I haven't sipped this since. I've been avoiding it while you've been sipping the shit out of it.
I'm very curious to hear your vertigo. You only had a couple sips. I've been sipping this regularly for whatever fucking reason. It is bad. This might be the worst store pick I've ever fucking had. I think it is, actually. Off the top of my head, I think it's the worst store pick.
I think that Clyde May was one of the worst ones I've had, but this is pretty... It's pretty close. I ain't gonna lie. Clyde May from that store that fucked you over that one time. What was so egregious about it is it cost more too, and he pumped it up to me saying, "You gotta buy this one." And it's just like, you buy it, and he's just like, "This tastes like dog shit." Whatever. Like, this tastes horrible. Don't ever recommend me some shit you know good and goddamn well I'm not gonna lie. There's like a really fucking mild hint of agave in it, but it tastes bitter.
Faint this, man.
It is like...
Faint.
It tastes bitter as shit on the finish, dude. You're right about the artificialness or whatever. That's...
I can't. Dude, that is so off-putting.
It tastes like... I never thought I would say... It's like an artificial pepper hint on there, too. And it's like... It's like lingering on the tongue and it won't go away.
The aftertaste is not
good. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the aftertaste is just not it, dude.
It's like a mild sweetness going on.
Yeah.
And
I think that's that Sweet and Low you talked about, honestly. Yeah. If I was to give I'm not giving my rating now, but if I was giving my rating last week when we sipped it, man, I probably would have gave it I think we said a two.
I think I said a two. Yeah, around two. Yeah, 2.5, like the highest.
I
think we're saying it had potential to get to a 2.5.
Yeah. Because I remember you said on the third sip, it got better for you. You was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You said it kind of opened up a little bit. So you were giving some optimism to the Last Drop Boys or whatever of, hey, we'll see what it tastes like next week. And I don't know what that oxidation did or whatever. I honestly, we should have just reviewed it last week at this point.
We should have, man. We should have. Really should have, because this is not there right now.
I will say this. It tasted one notey last week. This week, it has more going for it, but not in a good way.
I'm going to say. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's actual. No, you nailed it.
Because last week, it was just that one vanilla note. It wasn't shit up. Just vanilla, That's it. It was Sweet Vanilla. I get more stuff on here, but it's all bad. It's like that, like you said, that hint of agave is like barely there or whatever, but at least I got it. But it don't taste good.
And then, but you get that medicinal note and then that sweet and low and that little mild astringency going on too.
There's that bitter aftertaste too.
Aftertaste and is bad.
I don't know if you have this problem. It's like stuck on the back of your gums too. Like,
you also know what, you know what, speaking of, you know what it tastes like? You know when you you chew gum for too long and it loses the flavor?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what that's kind of that reminds me of too.
You know what, you're right, because it is kind of, it's kind of, it's gonna sound weird. It's kind of oily and chewy at the same time.
Yeah, this is not good.
And the finish, it's just bitter to me. I don't. Oh man, that medicinal. All right,
well,
hard
I just took my last sip, and yeah, I'm not pouring any more of that. I'm done.
That medicinal kicked in real hard, dude, right there. I poured a big-ass glass of this shit, too, by the way.
Where the fuck did that vanilla and French oak go, dude? That shit nowhere to be found now.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh, God.
That's not good. Oh. This is not a good pour. This is rough to drink, man.
Oh, man. Oh. I feel like last week too, didn't it have like some kind of crispness to it, like a kind of zesty?
Yeah,
like
a little bit more zip to it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember we said that we said it was like, oh, it's a little like a hint of citrus in the background. That shit's completely not there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just flat as fuck.
No, you know what? It tastes like a flat Diet Coke.
Dude, yes.
It tastes like a flat Diet. I don't even drink Diet Coke, but I can tell you what it fucking tastes. It tastes like a
You are absolutely right, though. Yeah,
that shit been sitting on a Bevmo shelf for fucking 20 years and shit or whatever, and you finally open it, you just like, oh, this expired back in 2005, didn't it?
There's nothing, honestly, man. It is stated as it in right now. I have nothing positive to say about this.
Have we ever had anything that? I guess I won't say it now because I don't know what our ratings would be, but we had a 2 last week. We had it this at a 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had anything that dropped so far.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest drop off on the show, at least. Yeah.
That last sip, dude, makes me want to throw up. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, this is man. Wow. I'm a little speechless at this point. Kind of stunned. I'm not expecting this.
Oh, that last sip was not good. I don't think I can drink any more of that.
I just had a little glass. I'm done.
I poured way too much. I got to tell you, this is like giving me mezcal flashbacks. Like, I ain't buying that shit ever again. Like, hey, like,
it really is, man.
It's like, oh, man, this
really is.
We've had some bad pours on this show, but goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not only is it bad, it's disappointing too, given what it is.
Because it's got like
even more points off of it.
It's got, what did I say? It said Reposado, Añejo, and Extra.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fucking store pick too. What the fuck?
Reposado, Añejo, and then Extra Añejos.
I ain't tasting any of those.
I ain't tasting
bullshit.
We've had a lot of Añejos and Extra Añejos. We just had a whole month of Reposados.
Yeah.
If that's what regular Reposado tastes like, I don't want that shit then.
No.
Keep that shit. I think this bottle was in the $55 range or whatever.
I'm so glad we got it for free. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That last sip really ruined my stomach. I can't think right now.
This is legit one of the worst fucking pours, man, this year. This is legit. This is a candidate for that Bourbon County 30 award, my friend. I shit you not.
Oh, dude. This
they shit the bed with this one. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's that Lupe and Fiasco. It hurt me soul.
Is it? Yeah.
I feel it in my soul, dude. Shit hurts, dude.
Ooh,
man. I wish you was here right now. You turn your head, I pour this shit.
Hell no. Wow. That's rough, man.
God damn, I'm glad we're going to October.
Hey, well, I guess that's one way to end the month.
I think I need to go drink me a fucking
I need a palate cleanser after this.
Yeah, I need a ginger shot.
And you know what's even worse too, man? I thought that Cabal bottle was supposed to be delivered yesterday, but that shit got rescheduled to like next week or some shit like that.
Oh,
I want to pop that open right now. Open that shit right fucking now.
God damn, dude. I want that so badly. I told you. I saw that photo, man. I got that extra space on the shelf. It's waiting. It's waiting for it. And right now, they got that sale, too. Taking $20 off.
Crazy-ass fucking sale.
Man. Oh, Lord. Shit. Matter of fact, shout out to Court, Blue Wine and Spirits, and I think there's another store. They all got like a 15-20% off sale right now going on until like October 5th. And get your bottles in right now, people.
This still got some. It's coming Friday when your boy gets paid. Maybe I'll come with another bottle.
I was thinking because Lost Lore about to drop they just announced the next bottle from Lost Lore coming soon. Right now, maybe next week too, is the High Proof Reposado Lot 2. And then obviously, what's another bottle? I'm looking at least about three bottles I want to grab right now. But I definitely want to get, man. I was hoping to get that Cabal bottle soon because if that shit's good, dude, taking $20 off, man, I get another bottle of that ASAP.
Oh yeah,
that's a must get right there. $20 off, you can't beat the 80 tier. Hey, shit.
Well, store pick.
Private bottle, special decanter. Shit.
Say less.
Shit. That might be the best goddamn deal ongoing right now. So, and Blue Wine and Spirits got their little 15-20% off right now. I was looking at some bottles going, shit. what was the bottles I want to get right now? Look it up real quick, because I'd like to talk some positive right now, because after...
Yeah, now this is the kind of one to drink good shit right now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do.
Insulino, man. I'm going to get up on that. That's another Sergio Cruz thing right there. I highly recommend you get a hold of one of these bottles, Cody, Insulino.
Yeah, Insulino.
I had it at the Saluda event in Long Beach. Holy shit, man. You want to talk about agave hitting you forward, man. Oh, my God, dude. That's just really good. I forgot who Sergio Cruz partnered with to make that. I think they just came out with batch 5 or 6, whatever. Oh, batch 6 it was, I believe. I had batch 4 and 5. And Blue Wine and Spirits is the one that they store picked the batch 4 one. That shit was fucking delicious. Or was it batch 5? I'm getting mixed up with it. Either way. Oh, I want to get that new Magenta tequila, the Blanco Maestro. Blue Wine and Spirits got that for that 15% off, man. I might have to grab that for $50. Looks like that bottle right there.
Very nice.
That's the new one that just dropped out, people, the Magenta. That is a beautiful fucking bottle. I didn't really look at that. Damn. Got like some hummingbirds and butterflies and shit like that. Looked like some Last of Us shit, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a better version of Last of Us 2. that game sucks. someone heard, I guess, us talk about it on the show or whatever. I guess they listened to some old show or whatever, and they was just like, I can't believe you didn't like Last of Us, the game. It's just like, game sucked.
yeah, it's a derivative story, you ask me. But whatever, that's neither here nor there.
You know what she's trying to say, too? She's like, oh... I guess you just don't like strong women and whatever. I was like, okay.
No, I got nothing to do with it. Just seen this story before.
I like when you don't like something. It's just jump to the extreme of like, oh.
It's always some sort of extreme. Like, no, just a property. Just not too fond of. That's all.
Got nothing to do.
That's it. Yeah.
She even brought up, oh, I bet you hated the second game just because they killed Joel. I said, hey, no, actually. No. That's yeah, I was like, he got his own. I was like, he's gonna get it eventually. And I said, he dies so quickly in the game, you kind of forget about it because that game is so fucking long. By the way, so fucking long. Okay.
Yeah.
She tried to tell me, Cody, about, but you get to follow the growth of Ellie, and I was just like, the growth. I was murdering pregnant women. Okay. What growth? I was murdering people that didn't do shit, Cody. Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's very ugly game. I didn't play the second one. I couldn't get past that guitar shit. I was like, okay, what are we doing here, man? I get the fuck out of here with this.
And I, you know, and to chum it up too, I even just got into the mechanics. I was like, it's fucking repetitive as shit. Yeah, it's just repetitive as shit.
I'm not big on a lot. I actually like at least the first season of the show better than the game.
I think me and you are the only ones there.
That's pretty badass. But
first season is awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, it's condensed in a way that actually gave
me add stuff to the lore. It's like, oh, this is really cool. Actually,
I love the the character that the gay character. I forgot his name now.
Bill and Frank.
Yeah, because in the game he ain't shit. He's just some crazy character.
Yeah, it's all like, crazy.
It's like what he in there for like 5 minutes ago. He's like,
whatever.
They gave him a whole episode.
That was a fantastic episode.
It might have been probably the best episode.
Probably was the best episode. Yeah.
And he finds his lover and shit like that, and they got like different personalities, like a whole different reason, and how they come together and shit. Like, it was a really good episode or whatever and shit. And I was just like, this is what I want the show to do. And I was expecting to do the same with season two. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then the way it ended too, and I was like, you expect motherfuckers to wait how long to get the fuck out of here? Ain't trying to see this shit.
No, we good.
Watching that season made me remind me of that game. I was having flashes in there. Started making noises and shit, grunting. People don't know this, but here on The Last Drop, I did a long rant on that game that you'll never hear because I lost that laptop. I had water damage on that laptop, and it was going to be like a bonus release. Mm-hmm. Me and Cody already reviewed our episode. I think it was like Thanksgiving week or some shit like that. We reviewed the episode, but I was ranting after we got finished for so long about the fucking game and why Cody shouldn't buy it or whatever. And then I just hit the record. I said, fuck this. I'm just going to give a whole last. I think it was like 40 minutes long of me just like literally giving the whole review of like, fuck this game. And then I think I ended it with the audacity of me having to play 60 fucking hours, murdering people in the most brutal way, whatever, only to say, I don't have to kill you. I forgive you. I was just like, what?
That's like some Zack Snyder Batman shit. I'll kill everybody else, but Joker. You stay alive for some reason.
I've seen Batman kill in the past year. I've seen Batman kill one person that I think was actually justifiable. And I sent Cody that video, and I think Cody agrees with me. I think it was very justified. I think it was very justified, Cody, why Batman killed that motherfucker. Honestly, that could have been the origin story to Zack Snyder's Batman. Or whatever.
It could have. That fits. It actually fits. Perfect.
Why you been on a rampage or whatever? Because I busted a...
Good God, Gordon.
Acting on Batman's part. Good God, Batman. Was this the coffee shop on Fifth Street? Oh, I don't know. Was it the coffee shop on Fifth Street? That depends. Do you like your coffee extra swirled over there? He pulled that batarang out. No hesitation whatsoever to slit that dude's throat.
That was the greatest shit ever.
One time I justified and murdered somebody. I was like, I'd have killed that motherfucker.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I just love how Batman's quiet that whole fucking scene or whatever and shit until he finds out.
So he realizes, hey, wait a minute.
Or this is a shop you've been telling me to go to.
He started losing his shit.
I love the animation, though, how Gordon was stumbling. I saw one dude from the same creator where Black Lightning went to go talk to Barbara Gordon while she's in the wheelchair. And he's like, she was like, Joker put me in this chair. And he was just like, wait a minute. Joker gave you back shots and put you in that chair? And then he was like, damn, everybody know Joker gay. He was like, wait, what? So he was like, wait a minute. You got put in a wheelchair by a gay clown? Like, that's crazy. He's like, because I was thinking of giving you some back shots. I was hoping to put you out of there. He's like, wait a minute. what if I give you back shots now to get you out of that chair? She was like, Black Lightning, get the fuck out of my house. She was like, oh, all right. I see how you are. You're going to get that clown something, but you can't give a real.
Unhinged.
But that Batman one, I watched a few of them. That Batman one was the most hilarious one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit had me in tears or whatever. I think I watched that thing like
That shit was hilarious.
Cody, he had his. Cody was drinking coffee in the morning while he was watching it, too.
Yeah, I was. Seriously.
Started looking at his girlfriend weird and shit. He was like, what'd you put in this coffee?
I was saying it's nutty all of a sudden.
I bet you didn't see where that was going, though, when he first started. He's like, I love that. He's like, get to the fucking point. What this got to do with anything? He just went, I busted in that coffee or whatever. He's just like, Batman was just like, wait a minute, Gordon, is this the job you've been telling me to go to? And then when Batman slit his throat, people, Gordon put like 5 bullets in this motherfucker, too. Like, they straight up murdered this dude. Like
double tapped his head. Triple tapped.
I forgot what Gordon said to Batman, but Batman was like, don't you ever say them words to me again. I think he gave Batman a special toxin. He's like, this is like burning acid. It'll clear your tongue beats or whatever. He was like, I was going to drink it myself, but he said, I decided I'm going to jump off this ledge or whatever instead. And Batman was like, normally I would have bought it. But he was like, you know what? For this reason, I'll let it slide or whatever. And he's like, Batman, that's why you're a goddamn, he's like the best goddamn hero ever. Honestly, if I would have saw that at BVS, I would have been like, it's a great fucking movie, dude.
Yeah, I would say, oh, wow, that does make sense.
Yeah. I don't know why Batman was so goddamn angry in that movie and then like a bitch the next movie. Like, it don't make no sense, whatever.
No goddamn sense.
Yeah,
no.
He was like in one of those films we used to watch where the black heroine takes like a fucking 180. Like, he's like the most romantic man ever, but then he turns into Inspector Gadget and shit all of a sudden. That was that Batman. This one makes sense. I mean, he did not hesitate, Cody, to pull that bat. I just want to put that out there. He did not hesitate to pull that batarang out and slit that man's throat or whatever shit. And rightfully so, dude.
So as he had confirmation, that was it.
He made the Punisher flinch. I don't think the Punisher would have wanted confirmation. I think he'd have shot his ass right there. I don't think he needed confirmation. Oh. So back to this tequila now, or whatever this is. Yeah, it still smells like shit. Cody, nah.
I'm shocked you're still sipping that, man. I'm done. I'm never touching that again.
I'll tell you disgusting. This, Cody. That vanilla came back in there, but not in a good way.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, not in a good way. It tastes more medicinal now.
That's awful.
Oh shit! I almost gagged on it. Is there anything else on my desk? I need to. There's good tequila in that right there, but I don't want to. I need to water my mouth out first. I don't want to fuck that up. So it makes you gag a lot too. By the way, I just want to put that out there. So Cody, final thoughts.
Man, I was not expect this to pull a 180.
Like getting all choked up today. And shit.
Oh my God. Hey, I know, for all the wrong reasons. what happened in the span of a week? Because even when we first tried, it wasn't like some all world mind blowing pour. It was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Sugar hopefully beef. Gets better. Got potential to get better. Yeah, what's going on here?
We were talking about we recommended it. Like, I'd recommend it if you
cool little background pour, you know, nothing crazy.
Yeah. All right.
But now tasting this shit today, this is fucking bad. This is on level like I was saying earlier, Casamigos or a Lagertona. Lagertona is actually probably better than this. Not gonna lie.
This is funny because Lagertona, my worst of list might not be long right now. It's on there, but it just got replaced. Mm-hmm. So. It just got replaced, so
yeah. I think that's safe to say, especially considering that this is a fucking store pick. This right here, this the stuff in this decanter right here. This is supposed to be a fucking store pick. Wow, I'm stunned by how bad this is. I'm almost appalled. I'm almost offended by how bad this shit is. I'm just gonna go out and say this shit's offensive. This is offensively bad. There's no reason it should be this bad.
It's bad.
It's supposed to be a store pick. And this is the first expression of the Cristaliano that we had on the show too.
And it's the first ever Cristaliano too.
Oh, yeah, first ever one apparently. Yeah. According to them.
Yeah, according to them. I don't know if that's true or not.
I want no parts of that variety, that style. I'm done. I'm good. You can keep that shit. Yeah. Don't want any more of it. I'll stick with everything else. I'm good. This is getting you can keep that motherfucker. Yeah, this is bad. There's nothing good about this. Nothing.
Yeah.
I can't recommend this on any level. It's awful.
I can't remember last time we had a bad tequila like this on the show.
I think this is pretty much. If it's at least runner up, I think this will probably get the Bourbon County. If we try something worse than this, I'd tell you, all things considered, presentation, store pick, all that shit, I'll be shocked. This is bad.
This made me forget I ate earlier. It feels like I'm on an empty stomach. Yeah. Yeah, that's how bad. I thought I was on a full stomach. I don't feel that way now. It feels like a tapeworm eating my insides out right now and shit or whatever. God damn, I really wanted to like this.
Yeah, me too.
Damn. This is like up there with Milagros, kind of. Yeah, it's really bad. I don't even know what to say. It's medicinal as fuck. There's a bitter aftertaste that I just can't get over. I just can't get over. Last week I gave this a solid two. Solid two. It's one note, but it was sweet. It was not offensive. To quote Cody or whatever. Wasn't offensive at all. Kind of was just like, oh, it's cool. $50 bottle.
Yeah, I remember last week too, there was like no finish. This week there is a finish, but it's that nasty ass disgusting.
It's bitter and medicinal as fuck.
Sweet and medicinal, yeah.
I don't want that at all.
Sweet little bullshit going on. Yeah.
I'd rather you just be no finish.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd rather you be no finish.
I would take that. Even better week.
I'll take no finish over a bad finish any week. I'd rather just stick with the vanilla note. It came back in that last sip I just had, but not for the right reason. It ain't blending well at all good. Don't ever mix a reposado añejo and extra añejo together again. Don't do that.
Just don't. Just stop.
Or whoever this company is, don't ever do that. If it's Sergio Cruz or Eduardo doing it, then you know what? I got no problem with that. Then they've proven in the game that they can experiment whatever the fuck they want to experiment with. This company, Dobel Diamante, yeah, you need to Dobel your ass out the door. Don't ring my doorbell, bitch.
No.
I will home alone that doorbell, bitch. You don't see a fucking
thing. I think we found a name of our episode right there. Don't ring my doorbell.
Don't ring my doorbell. Because you ring mine, a home alone paint can going to come from a pole or whatever. Just fucking knock your ass right outside the head and shit. By the way, I was watching that the other day. It was just on the background, whatever. It was Home Alone 2. When that motherfucker, I forgot the tall dude's name, the burglar.
Is it Marty?
Marty.
Marty. It was Joe Pesci.
I think it was Marty.
Yeah.
You remember that scene where he went to go wash his hands in that basement and he electrocuted himself and that motherfucker showed up?
Skeleton, he got the afro.
That is the funniest shit I've ever fucking seen.
Silly. You love it, though.
That is so silly. It's like Jim Carrey level of silliness. It works, too. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious. Right? It's hilarious.
It's like, the way he hollers, too. Oh! Yes. Oh! It intensifies and shit. Like, yo, that kid needs to be shot. Yo, that kid was a menace the way he was doing it.
He touched a murderer when he grew
up. This kid was like, He played with his victim. He ain't trying to take them out one shower. He's like literally like, I feel bad for these bullies, dude. Like, or these robbers and shit. It's like, yo, you couldn't just call the cops.
Yeah.
I guess Macaulay Culkin was like, man, I'm from the streets. I know all about these police out here in New York.
Fuck y'all up. Doing myself.
I mean, they should, dude, he was brutal. I just got to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just brutal as fuck. I mean, I don't know how these dudes lived.
It was Cartoon World, clearly. It was a cartoon world.
They should have had Vin Diesel drive by and say family, you know? It's just family, you know? They should put Macaulay Culkin in the next Fast and Furious. He makes a lot of at home.
Meet up with Dom, yeah.
And be like, man, we need somebody.
You know to get the leg up on enemies.
Be like, man, we need some inventions that's unheard of. And Dom just go, I know a guy. Shit, that dude's family right there. And when Vin goes to the garage to meet Macaulay, oh, fucking paint can just comes at his head, shit, whatever. Yeah. He's like, oh, still into that, huh? He's like, I could use someone like it. And basically, Macaulay Culkin's going to turn their car into Speed Racer's car. Push buttons and shit, and shit just comes out of that motherfucker's head.
Yeah.
It's like an Inspector Gadget go-go-go car and shit, you know? That's what Macaulay Culkin's role is going to do. But when he electrocuted that motherfucker, he started hollering, his skeleton started showing, and the lie, he started, I fucking died and laughing, dude. I thought it was the funniest shit I've seen, dude. I was like, yo. Made me want to go back and watch the fucking movie, or I was like, yo, silly. Funny as shit or whatever. Like the way he hollered, dude. Oh, it made me remember of this drink I'm having right here because I felt
yeah,
like
yeah, that would be a proper reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I was going, oh man, I don't know if it's working for you. Maybe it's because I ate something earlier, but it's just sitting in my stomach and it won't go away, dude.
Yeah. Luckily, the flavor is dissipating for me, so it's coming like an afterthought now. Thankfully, now it's just all gone. I'm gonna pour the rest of shit down the drain, probably. Mm-hmm. So it's gone now, but that was a rough fucking experience, man. That was rough.
I think that's what you're right. Oh, here it is.
That's great.
That shit had me in tears, dude. That was us drinking this shit.
Oh man, that's fantastic. It really was us drinking this shit.
That's Cody hollering right now.
Turn the goddamn skeleton.
That was Cody's Osmosis Jones hollering right now as he drank that shit. His taste buds was going, oh shit, I forgot what them viruses was called in Osmosis Jones, but that's what that was when Cody said that. They was like, oh no, thought we was past this. That pill that Cody took, I think he thought it was a mescal for a second. It was like, I thought we was past this. What is this? Oh, we wasn't doing this again or whatever. I honestly can't remember the last time I had a bad pour like that. I know it was this year because we had some bad ones earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But like we just been on such a streak of really solid pours lately that this just kind of ruined it. Everything Cody said, I just doubled down on it, whatever. That medicinal aftertaste, it tastes bitter as shit to me. I guess one thing you could say about it was one note last week. I never thought I would say this. I wish it'd go back to that one note.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll take that one any day of the week with this bullshit.
Yeah, because this tried to diversify itself, and it diversified itself into some shit that I don't want. It mutated into something I don't want.
It really did, because nothing about it initially tasted artificial.
No. It tastes like you put some... Oh, it tastes like sugar water. Oh.
Yeah.
And it just sat on the cabinet in the sun, burning in the heat.
Stale.
And just stale and dried up, whatever.
Just sat just sitting out. Yep.
And instead of saying, oh, more. More, please. No, you was like, no more. No, I don't want no more of that. I'm with Cody. I got to give this. You can keep this motherfucker. I don't want no part of this shit right here.
Not good.
Not good at all. This is still, it's probably the first time in a long time I'm not going to finish this. It's going to go bore down drain. I didn't gave it a few sips, five sips at most, whatever. That's all it deserves. It's really punching me in the stomach right now, and I really don't like that feeling, to be honest. This is one of those. I'm going to need the detox after this, and tomorrow, too, as well. Thankfully, I just bought some detoxing juice, so I think I'll go drink one of those now.
Perfect.
I want to flush this out of the system right away. Yeah. So,
some lemon water right now. Yeah. Spa water action.
Put some ginger shots in there real quick. Just every little concoction you can think of to make or whatever to just get this out of the system. Put some cucumbers in the water. Drink that too as well. I got some mouthwash here. If I had a spit bucket right now, I would fucking drink this right now, but I don't. So I can't remember the last time we gave it. You can keep this mother. I know it was this year. So.
Oh, yeah. Like a double, you can keep this motherfucker. It's been a while, though.
It's been a little while. It's been a minute. I'm not liking this at all, and I don't want no part of this shit no more. So, Cody, here, I'll ship the bottle to you.
It's okay. You can keep it. You can keep that motherfucker. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay.
I had it ready for a reason, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the first time I've ever done this. It's going to get poured right back into the bottle, so go right back in there.
Yeah. Where's the fucking stay?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go pour it on the grass or something like that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Get some life forms or something like that or whatever to something. The earthworms can sip on that, so have some sugar.
There you go.
So, yeah, people, that's the first ever here, or Store Pick Monday of Don't Ring My Doorbell.
Nope.
Because you will get treated like Jehovah's Witness. What was that scene in Friday? Hi, have you heard about the slam? All you getting from me or whatever. Thank God Jehovah's Witness don't knock on doors no more, because I'd be rude to the motherfucker. Well, I teach him about Scientology, actually. I teach him about Xenu, so I'd rather go to a Scientology class right now than drink this, honestly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you know, you have a point, though.
Yeah, you'll get some laughs, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd be like, go, do you hear this shit? I'm gonna indulge in them a little bit. Yes, I want to go on the spaceship. Yes, me. Pick me on the spaceship. That'd be funny if they got a real-life spaceship, too. Shit, like, oh, shit, they serious. Oh, shit. Yeah, get on it. We're picking four people to get on this. Wait, four? Like the Fantastic Four? All right. So that is it, people. We're going to get out of here now. We're done. I really don't even know how to wrap it up now. I'm kind of at a loss for words, to be honest. Stumbling on my words here and shit.
Yeah, it's disappointing, man. Shitty-ass poor.
Yeah. It's really bad. It's really just not good at all. I think why my stomach is feeling that pain, because it probably is artificial.
That's what it tastes like.
It's got to be, because I don't drink artificial shit, so that bothers me, and it's really bothering my stomach, and I need a hard detox now. So with that said, people, we're going to get out of here. We're back next month, October. It's Cody's birthday month. That's
right.
It's the birthday month that just keeps on giving right there.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about this one. It's going to be Nam and Skull or some bullshit, so should be an upgrade.
It'll be an upgrade, Cody.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we'll be doing the whiskey week, obviously craft beer week, tequila week. That tequila week, we'll be doing Old Fitzgerald Ocho.
That's right.
And we'll be doing the anniversary of Alex Cross.
How could I forget?
Anniversary. That's a happy birthday present to Cody right here.
Hell yeah. Best birthday gift ever.
Hey, it would have paired perfectly with this drink. I can tell you that right now. Like, oh, God.
Actually, I don't know. Alex Cross is actually entertaining.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons. This drink has sucked the soul out of me. Alex Cross, I get enjoyment out of that.
And then to wrap mix and match week up and that the month or whatever, we're doing a Cabal single barrel tasting. Doing some lineups here.
That is going to be killer.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing the Alex Cross that week, but we already got enough pours that week, so that's
a good way to break it up. Yeah.
So we'll do the Ocho Old Fitzgerald tequila week. We'll do that with Alex Cross anniversary, because that's the anniversary that it came out back in 2012, I believe.
Yeah, 13 years. Yep.
Yeah, 13 years, man. Man, who would have thought, man, we would have had Transformer or remember Chicago month, and now Alex Cross week. So
Alex Cross. Alex Cross week. I think it was inevitable.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It's
parts of it.
It's definitely a classic. That's for sure. It is something. Yeah. If you've never seen that movie, people, watch it. Go watch it.
Join along. It's the great Alex Cross.
And we're talking about the Tyler Perry one, people. I just want to make that clear.
Yes.
Yeah, the only one.
Not Morgan Freeman. Not that new shit with Aldis Hodge.
Yeah, fuck all that. That's I don't care about that. We're talking about Tyler Perry.
That classic shit.
The classic one. The one that the good shit, with Matthew Fox.
Yes. Evening detective.
One that killed his career. ended his career like real quick too.
It really did. I fish it all up.
Did I call at a bad time? That depends. If you when I see your soul.
Damn, you know, I just realized that dude was that was like the pre Jared Leto Joker. I just realized that.
It was, yeah.
Holy
getting ready.
Shit.
Where do you think Jared Leto got it from?
That's what I was like, man, it makes so much sense now.
I willing to bet Matthew Fox auditioned for that role.
Yeah, I would see why not.
He was already doing it.
Yeah, casting role,
which is great, Cody. Because I showed Cody last week that purple Lamborghinis video again, and he
Jesus Christ! I forgot how terrible that shit was.
He got to see Joker in his prime. His prime element there.
Right? I guess that Joker's prime. Yeah, yeah. I suppose so.
Cody's wishing that that coffee Batman came in and sliced his throat too. Yeah. Gordon put like five shells in his throat. Yeah. You know what? I got to get out of here because I got to detox now. I really got to flush this out of the system now. God damn. I just got to get it out of the system. I'll throw one more note. News and noteworthy, because I had Lalo the other day. So Lalo, Cody, I don't know if you heard, they are now merged with Tito's Vodka.
Interesting.
Now, fuck Tito's Vodka. Fuck vodka in general. But I will say the positive news about this, Lalo has already put an announcement out saying our tequila is not changing. Nobody's getting fired. If anything, we're hiring more people and we're having a much larger distribution. So
it's like a Goose Island situation.
Hey, there you go. It's a win, kind of. You know, it's a win in a way. So if you live in a state that you wasn't getting Lalo tequila, well, you should be getting it now because Tito's Vodka is fucking everywhere. Now that they're merged.
Oh, yeah. You can't walk two blocks without fucking Tito's Vodka.
It's behind a glass
case. Every bar has Tito's Vodka.
It's behind a glass case in BevMo. So, yeah, you ain't missing that. So, yeah, it's at your local you're right. Every fucking bar. Might be the quintessential Grey Goose vodka of today's generation.
Yeah, that's basically like the go-to well vodka is Tito's.
I bet it tastes like shit, too.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
I know it tastes like dog shit. I know that. I know that it's just like ass water. Like it ain't nothing good coming out of that vodka. No, I went to Islands Burger today for lunch, dude, and I can tell you this right now. When I asked for that margarita, I said, "Use Nosotros tequila, please." Let the motherfuckers know, which because they got some ass spirits on that goddamn show.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So you and Nosotros sitting in the background, he's like, "Oh, thank God." Yeah, use that right there. Do not use whatever the fuck you was planning on using for. I think it was going to be a Hornitos.
Hell no.
I said, if you...
No, it's the fucking Hornitos, man.
It's just some bullshit-ass tequila. Like, geez, how the fuck did they get a sponsorship with the Dodgers? It's like, no other company asked for this.
Yeah, Lord. Fucking Hornitos, man.
You know at Dodger Stadium, they charge you an arm and leg for that Hornitos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $12 a shot, something like that. It's probably more.
Yeah, you know that bottle's only $11.99 probably.
Yep.
So, shout out to Lalo because we were just praising it the other day. It's getting a lot of praise, and therefore now it's getting a lot wider distribution. And rightfully so. That's a damn good tequila. So,
that was quality.
Yeah, that should be a worldwide or
good for them.
Worldwide.
Good for them.
Yeah, so good for them branching out now. With that said, people, we're gonna get out of here now. We're done. We'll be back next week for Whiskey Week, kicking off the Cody's month. I got to come with something special now, or whatever shit for his birthday. You know, I got to come with something special.
I'm excited, man. It's gonna be a fun month. Can't wait.
Maybe I'll try if I get time. You know, I will be doing something Saturday. So if I get time, maybe I'll stop by and bring you some of that whiskey I might be sipping on. You know, so
appreciate that. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, let me know. I'll stop by your area because I won't be far away from there. So, but with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
They surely won't. And glasses will never be dry.
My liver definitely changed after drinking this. So, yeah.